knowing what Josh Allen can get any offense to do, knowing that if there's one quarterback outside of Joe Burrow that you love seeing Patrick Mahomes go up against because you know the brother going to show up, it's Josh Allen. Right. And that is what I am seeing. You know, we're still seeing Houston, and even with their personnel, I'm looking at Houston, very, very talented, but I expected more from them offensively on Sunday night against Chicago than I actually saw. It's early in the season. It's early in the season. I get that. But I'm just saying, Buffalo, I can't sleep on them with what I'm seeing from Josh Allen.
Stephen A. Smith, do you want him in your corner? Is it a good thing to have him sort of like your team?
Sure, whatever.
Does it matter at all?
I don't know. Yeah. No, definitely doesn't matter.
Houston at Minnesota Sunday, that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then home to Jacksonville and then the Bills in week five. 2-0. In the reverse AFC power rankings, the Bills came out on bottom, which is good in reverse.
They beat out Houston
for the
first time in a while.
They went lower. Two. They got the two spot in the reverse.
It's an interesting game for Houston. I said it all through the summer when we were doing reverse AFC power rankings every week. I recognize why everybody's so bullish on them. Three great receivers, the running back, if you want him, Mixon, although he's hurt now, the quarterback looks great. Their edge guys, I think, right? Danielle Hunter, former Viking, is over there with the guy they traded up,
Will Anderson.
Will Anderson, thank you. I mean, they look super dangerous. But even last year, they didn't beat anybody really notable. They won, their best win was a Bengals win, which when the Bengals were at sort of full strength. Point differential wasn't great, and this year's kind of started out the same. They had two opponents that, touchdown or so, you think, and they're just sort of squeezing by. They weren't that big a favorite against Indy, but I think they were 6.5 last week against the Bears. And so they're getting by, and Minnesota, I don't know how much you paid attention to what people were saying about playing them last week, but there was who did they beat last week?
San Francisco.
Right. Yeah, Purdy was like, this Flores defense, what is he doing to us? So we'll see what C.J. Stroud has for that on Sunday.
Right. The Texans gave up only 205 yards in that game against Chicago, which really doesn't look good at all yet, the Bears, with Caleb Williams. The Texans are 2-point favorites at Minnesota. Hunter revenge game. Stephon Diggs revenge game, number one.
All right.
Diggs back in Minnesota. The Bills didn't go to Minnesota when he played for the Bills. The Vikings came here, that Jefferson game. That's the only meeting. Here's Brian with us. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. So my early season impressions maybe on offense is I think some of your key contenders are still like a wide receiver short. I mean, I think Kansas City's a wide receiver short. They intended to have Marquise Brown. They don't have him, and I think it shows in their offense. They're very Rashee Rice dependent, and it looks like Xavier Worthy can maybe pop a big play here and there, but he's not a sustainer, as Greg Cosell would say. He doesn't look like someone's going to catch 10 to 12 targets a game and sustain an offense. I think, likewise, the Lions, they look to me a receiver short. If you look at their depth chart, it's been whittled down over the years. Sure, they've got Jameson Williams now, but they only kept four coming out of camp. To me, Khalif Raymond is their number three, and if they don't have Laporta going, to me, they're more of a containable type offense. I think the Ravens are a wide receiver short. As much love as Lamar Jackson gets, I mean, you've got Zay Flowers, who to me is really a wide receiver too, masquerading as a one, and then it's Bateman then off a cliff. So to bring it all together in terms of offense, I still think it's going to end up like it always does in the playoffs. It's an arms race. It's how many different ways can you find to score? And so you're going to need this great quarterback and receiver play. So I'm not really worried about the run. I don't want what Mel Kiper is suggesting. I don't need more artificial fake rules added to the game. That's how you end up with a kickoff that looks like something out of the XFL or inspired by
it
the XFL.
Is. It actually is.
And,
yeah,
then,
right.
And then you got this wacky overtime that it applies to the playoffs but not to the regular. I don't need any more artificial situations, more referee judgment in the game, more slowdowns looking underneath the hood. You got critical games, and I don't want more flags. No one wants to see more flags, more refs making judgment calls. That's my take on the offense. Just let it play out It'll be fine. Have a little. Rodgers was dead a week ago. Now he's back to. Right. Hey, is he going to win MVP? That's what First Take is. And because it's all they're all Jets fans, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Speaking of the refs, last night yet again a John Hussey officiated home team win and cover. They didn't tell you why I was picking the Jets.
I saw him and Aaron Rodgers palling around on the field before the game. I don't palling around is strong, but they look like a warm greeting.
Last year, home teams were 14-3 against the spread in Hussey games. Yeah. The ref the Bills have Monday night, Sean Smith, the opposite.
Oh, great.
The home team was 3-13 in games. Why does that matter? A, it may not. B, if it does, you know, certain officials in any sport would naturally have a different disposition when it comes to making calls against the home crowd. And this is proven. This goes back many years to, what's the book? Scorecasting or something. What's the book on the NBA where they tried to figure out what home court advantage really was? It was refs who, not all of them to the same degree. Some, I think, kind of like it, thrive on it, making the calls to get the crowd angry.
Right.
But so many close ones.
Well, maybe this Hussey is one of those. He likes maybe to hear the crowd booing as he's announcing the penalty.
He doesn't. Sean Smith does.
Oh, sorry.
Other way around.
You know what I meant. Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you.
The Bills ref on Monday night
is
the one who last year, the home team, lost all the time in his games.
He's going to be like, let me hear you. He's going to be like the commissioner walking out. It could be Bettman, could be Goodell, doesn't matter. Like, well, is that all you got?
Right.
So stupid.
You know,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, I think this is pretty subtle, but certain refs take an extra beat between holding and then offense or defense. That's a guy who's thinking about the crowd reaction. Holding, defense. There are guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Blakeman, I think, is one of them. Those guys care about the reaction.
Yeah.
You know, and most people would. Maybe not all to the same extent, but most people would.
There was a moment last night. Oh, I don't remember. I could probably find it in the play-by-play if I went and looked. But where this Hussey went to make a call. Maybe there'd been something pretty egregious that happened, but there was another foul along with it. And maybe one was after the – whatever it was, the way he – started to announce, it was like he said something that would have led the crowd to start like there's two fouls or one, it was something that would get you to think like, oh no, we're going to lose out on this free 15 for the late hit or whatever it was. And he did the with his hands of like simmer down thing. There's only, let me say this first part where this penalty is not going to count. And then I'm going to tell you about the other one that you're going to be happy about, but just cool out here.
Give me a chance. Wait to the end.
Right. Don't jump on me.
Wait to the end.
Right.
Well, it should be noted, in fairness to him, that the Jets did have more penalties and yards than the Patriots last night. So it wasn't that.
No, that's right. I mean, the Patriots, they were not going to help themselves in any way, shape, or form. I mean, that offense is just.
I thought
tough
it was
to watch.
I don't think I ever brought it up on the air, but I was thinking yesterday. Between the Jets and the Patriots, which team would you rather be? Because of May and, you know, your take, which a lot of people have shared on Rodgers, just like it's over. So I think if you thought that way, you maybe would rather be New England. than the Jets, even though there's almost no chance they'll have a better season.
Right.
But you've got a quarterback, and you maybe can
eventually get him on the field and start finding out what he can do for you, and then, you know, maybe next year you can have, you know, something to look forward to. I think I would still rather be the Patriots. I think the Jet thing is still I don't buy any explanation for Rodgers and Saleh after that touchdown last night, other than Rodgers does not respect him at all, and everyone on the team and in the organization knows it. And Saleh was trying to have a moment there with him, and he was just like, I'm not giving you nothing, buddy. You know who's in charge here. That's what that was.
Yep.
And great, they're 2-1, and he's performing, and it's going great. I just, there's going to be some, I just can't imagine that they're going to be so good, or he's going to be so good, that resentment and petty crap is not going to swallow that room up at some point, because that is as dysfunctional as it gets with that caliber of player and the head coach just looking like, dude, I mean, put a saddle on him and ride him around the stadium, Rodgers, while you're at it. I mean, you're just, it just looks so disrespectful. The whole end of the game, Rodgers, they can't take the camera off him. Why would you? He's the biggest star in the game. The game's a blowout. He's walking around, Nate Hackett, Alan Lazard, little Packer click over here. He's smiling and hugging everybody. You never see him with the head coach, ever once. And like, wouldn't you, if you were in charge of that broadcast, that telecast, say like, keep a camera on them. I want to see if there's any more here. And just nothing. It's just...
Maybe they did that. But they didn't make it a storyline, because they're not going to do that.
Right, right.
This confirms priors. I thought week one at San Francisco, I'm very interested. Rodgers takes the field, runs right by Saleh. Not just that they're not together in the picture, more. Just ran right by him. When he came on the field.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. I thought maybe, because it was kind of curious. Oh, we're out of it. Rodgers is out. Oh, here's Breece Hall. Slam your head into a concussion 5 more times. Here's Garrett Wilson still on the field. And, yeah, we talked about this the day after the game. I bet he just went to Tyrod Taylor and said, go out there. And even tell Saleh to take out other guys, He didn't even know Rodgers was coming out.
How about Rodgers and Garrett Wilson?
What did I miss there?
Well, Lazard touchdown. I mean, they're almost making out on the field.
Oh, okay.
Rodgers sprints right to him. Huge embrace.
Right.
Wilson touchdown. Rodgers got a couple of linemen, but he's out of there. And Wilson doesn't. I don't know. Like there's that maybe too.
Yeah.
Just I would respect Rodgers or anybody for choosing not to care about the symbolism, because a lot of that is probably fake. I'm sure there are lots of NFL players who don't get along, but the quarterback might feel like this happens if he doesn't. Maybe it's Allen and Diggs, you know? Mm-hmm. If he doesn't show that affection, if you can call it that, and Rodgers probably doesn't care about that. He might go the other way, though, to try to prove how, you know, above it he is, and if he doesn't like somebody, he's going to show that too. I don't know. Maybe that's not a thing with Wilson, but Wilson's touchdown, I'm waiting to see them interact. There was a quick shot of them interacting on the sideline. It was very short, so there was that. But, man, when Lazard scores, Rodgers is just ready to
pop and propose. Champagne.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so happy for Lazard, who was a guy that he brought there and, you know, is feeding. There's a 0.0 draft guy for me, Alan Lazard, who's got three touchdowns.
Yeah, he had two in week one.
Already?
Yeah.
And I want – how good is Wilson, though, with his hands and his moves? That's a great touchdown. Right a play after a pass went to him, too. Really good.
And Rodgers did say, I think, about the touchdown, that he did something the way he said it, not supposed to do. I forced it to him. I wanted to get him in there. So I don't know, that could speak to some uneasiness in the relationship.
Yeah. He said that Wilson is so fast that he misses him sometimes. He's just too fast for me. I don't know. It's not everybody's favorite topic, but it's a very interesting team, and I think a good team. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. This is WGR.